Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, More Than Just Pretty Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. All right, family, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? It's your girl, Samantha Lee, and you guys, today I have an interesting story. I told you guys that when I started this podcast that I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a story that happened recently, and I'm going to tell you what I got from that story, okay? So let's get into it. So guys, my daughter's with her dad and she'll be with him for a little bit. And, I decided to go what we now call, as outside, quote unquote. That means we go out, you know, you may go to restaurants, you may go to lounges. Some people go to clubs, some people go to bars, but it all of that is in reference to a quote that we affectionately called in our social media world. Outside. And so your girl was like, let me hit up one of my homegirls. And I did. And we went outside. And I went out. And you guys, I'll be honest with you. My friend and I had a great time. We ate good. We went to different places. It was fun. We got to catch up. The issue was that the type of things that were outside, or the type of situations that we were finding outside, the type of things that we were seeing outside, was not what I would say if I was a woman that was going out in Atlanta every weekend. Y'all, it seemed a little sad. I ain't gonna lie to you. The spots we went to, let's just say that the spots we went to wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like how it used to be. You know, when I was younger, oh man, you go outside, it was, you know, listen, you know, everybody was outside. But of course, social media, pandemic, things have changed. Everybody's meeting in different ways. And so we of course, went outside and I came back home and I'm like, man, I don't know. I might just have to, you know, stick to what I to what I do. Because first of all, it took me like 24 hours to get myself back together. But then in addition to that, there wasn't anything outside. Let's just call it what it wasn't nothing outside. And I was talking with a friend and I was, you know, she was expressing to me like what, you know, she was finding and on the, you know, dating and going out, and she goes out way more than me. I'm a self-proclaimed homebody. Okay. I like to chill in my own environment. I like to be around me. And if I want some social interaction, you guys know I'll go on live and have a conversation on live. That's my social interaction. I know that's sad, but that's how I am, right? So anywho, talking about her going outside and, you know, being at these places and things like that. And you know, she's talking about the kind of man that, you know, she desires and what she's looking for. And she's not necessarily finding it. And she's been single for a while. And I was saying to myself, you know, at what point do we get away from our type? At what point do we get away from our type? Now, y'all, when I was growing up in you know, high school, into college, I definitely had a type. But I found that limiting myself to my type was going to have me not where I wanted to ideally be in life. Let's just say that. And so because of that realization, I stopped dealing with my quote unquote type. And I started dating outside of that. What I find is that a lot of women get kind of stuck in their type. And I also think men sometimes get stuck in their type. Like, this is what I ideally want, but what you want, and most people that look a certain way, may not come with everything else that you're talking about. And that's going to be the conundrum. That's going to be the fight. That's going to be the conflict, that what we are looking for is actually more rare than we anticipate. You may find somebody that looks the part, but are they the other things that you desire as well? And then we have to say to ourselves, how much do looks actually matter? Because at the end of the day, if you get guys that listen to me, if you get a good looking woman that don't have the character, don't have the ability to intellectually stimulate you, somebody who may not have the ambition, or somebody that doesn't have some of the other qualities, maybe she's not domestic, maybe she's not submissive, maybe she has no interest in really trying to make a relationship work, maybe she's not genuine, maybe she, all these different things come with looking towards one type of looking woman, right? Because there are beautiful women. And I think that based upon the internet space, we think that beautiful, you know, top-notch women are just more common because it's on the internet space. It's not that common. And because it's not as common, like I'm sitting here thinking, you know, of a few women now, or, you know, I've been on the internet space for a minute. You know, you might have I'm going to give a ballpark number. They may be 500. IG models on the Instagram now. And I'm not, this is, y'all, please hear me clear. I am not coming at IG models, is not what it's about. I'm making a point. But because of those 500 profiles of women that we may all consider to be top-notch looking women, it's 500. Every time you go on your Explore page, you see them, you think that they are way more common than they are, but they're not. So there's a lot of, in their world and where they are, they have options, because even though it seems like there's a lot, there's not. And it's the same with men, like for women, vice versa. You think that, you know, certain top-notch men are more common than they actually are, or more accessible than they actually are, because of the social media space. The reverse is true. There's pretty women, there's cute women. There's going to be more average than anything else. You can look that up. That's a statistic. There's going to be more average than anything else. The aberrations, of the up and down, of course, with makeup and all the other things that we have going on, people can look like whatever nowadays. But when we're talking about natural, we're talking about this, that, and the third, there's only a certain percentage of the population. I think that because we are not being realistic with ourselves on both sides, I think that it keeps us isolated, because some people never settle because they feel like, oh, I'm deserving of X, Y, and Z. And they're so married to their preferences, so married to being with a guy of status, so married to being with a guy that has a certain amount of money in his account, so married to being with a guy this tall and works out and blah, blah, like all these things, and not understanding or realizing that, okay, you being so hooked into the superficial things that man comes with is actually going to keep you from the love that you desire. Now, some people, that's their dating pool. The type of guy may be their dating pool. That's who approaches them. That there's more than one of that type of guy that's in at them and they're dating at any given time. And okay, that's you know, a certain percentage of women that have access to that type of guy at any given time, but most of us don't. And I feel like when I'm seeing women out here now, some women are, oh, listen, they understand. So they're like, okay, you know what? I just need to find me a good man. I need to find me a man that works hard, that does this, that does that. He may not have a status. He may not be this tall. He may not have this amount of money. He may not be these things, but he's a good man who's going to love me, have integrity. He has the character qualities. He's a good man. And y'all, it just popped in my head. He's a good man, Savannah. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but anyway. And instead of saying, you know what, that's a good man, and I want to be loved well, I want somebody who's going to be consistent, I want somebody who's not always, you know, they've got a lot of, you know, some men, we're talking about top top men or top women, they've got options, right? So they're not going to be as consistent as people that don't or don't have as many. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not good people or they're not good options. But until they are ready to be a legitimate option, you know, it's going to be hard. And also with certain people, I'm just being honest on this podcast, y'all, because I was having these conversations and I think women are asking me questions and there's men that ask me questions. And I just was like, let me just keep it real with you. As I go outside, I see what's out here. The reality of the situation is that some of us are so into our preferences or what we see on the internet space that we think or delude ourselves into thinking that it is way more accessible or way more common than we actually think, right? It's not that common. It's not that common to find people that have a certain level of options. It's not that common. Now, there may be a lot of women that call themselves IG models, but when you look at platforms and large platforms and super large platforms, I think there's like a breakdown of like how, you know, the how big somebody's platform is. There's like a breakdown or whatever. And to have like well over certain amounts, let me even look up the percentage because I want you guys to have an understanding of what I'm saying. I don't want you to think I'm just blowing smoke here. But okay, we're just gonna take IG for a second. Okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry guys, I'm over here trying to do this right now because I don't want you guys to think that I don't know. I'm trying to say. So the reality of it is that a lot of times we think that people, and of course it's going to be hard for me to find, but I'm going to find a percentage.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
With more than... Okay, here we go. There we go. Okay, I found it. So here's the thing, you guys. If we're talking about platforms, we're talking about large, super large platforms. So when it comes to Instagram, they say 2.86% of users have between 100 and 500,000 Instagram followers. That means that 2%. Now, y'all may be almost 3%. Now, y'all may be saying, wait, it seems so much more common. It seems like everybody I know. No, it's only 3% of Instagram users. It's not that common. And to have over 500,000 is 0.34%. It's not even 1% of people have over 500,000. And then over 1 million is 0.37%. How does that work? Well, I guess it's different, whatever. 0.37%, meaning having more than 500, more than 1 million. So y'all be saying all these IG models, this, that, and the, to get to that level of like over 100 or over 500 or over a million, it is literally all combined. That is less than 5% of what's on the Instagram space. It just seems more common because we see it all over. We just see it more. And so we think it's, oh, well, you meet women like this all day. No, you don't. You meet men like this all day. No, you don't. And y'all may be keeping yourselves single over something that really, number one, is superficial. We talking about just status. But number two, it's not that common. So if it's not that common, guess what? They have uncommon options. And if you have uncommon amount of options, it's going to be harder to settle, right? That's just what it is. It is what it is. And I think a lot of us, because of social media, because it seems so in our face and we see it every single day and all this stuff, we think that, oh, well, I'm just going to hold out and wait on this particular person. But I want to caution you, as I was having these conversations with certain ladies, oh, I want this guy, I want this, that. That type of guy has an uncommon amount of options. And so for you to A, be seen by him, and for number two, for him to be, I said A, so B, A, to be seen by him, but B, him being in a place where he is ready to actually settle down and take someone seriously, that's not common. And I love my friends, you know what I'm saying? I love them. But sometimes, because of what they see, they are keeping themselves away from what actually is, right? And that's not me saying, oh, Sam, are you saying for me not to exercise faith? Are you saying that God can't do? I understand all that. I get that. I understand faith and things like that. But I think that if you're hung up on superficial characteristics of people for no reason at all, I don't see that being a conviction God has given you. If I'm attracting this particular person, or if I'm trying to hold myself out for this particular person that I have not really been able to get in my life, and I'm just waiting on God for this Prince Charming to roll through my town, it's like, okay, you may be looking over men or maybe looking over women because social media has brainwashed you into thinking that that type of person is way more common and way more accessible than they actually are. That you're overlooking quality men. Overlooking it. And so I'm doing this particular podcast because part of my platform, from what you guys have seen, if you're watching this, is really bridging the gap. I'm not into, you know, red pill, blue pill, pink pill, purple. I'm not into that. I'm trying to bridge the gap because I think that all of us desire a genuine connection. We were created with that desire, right? And so a lot of us, because of what we see on the internet, are saying, well, I need this, this, and this, and this, or I need a man that's making this amount of money, or I need this. And it's like, I get it. I get where you're coming from, but I feel that I've seen, well, no, I don't feel. I have seen marriages, relationships work with men or work with women that may not be, you know, your ultimate preference of a human being. Right? They may not be the baddest woman moving or the finest man walking or the most successful billionaire on the planet, but they are good people that will may treat you better than the man that you're holding out for. So I'm putting this out there not to say don't go less than your standards, because that's not what I'm saying. But some of y'all have confused standards with preferences. Y'all, when I was nominated for 40 Under 40, thank you, Jesus. I'm nominated for 40 Under 40 with UGA. They had minimal standards. Standards is, and I'm going to define standards for you. My phone want to work fast enough, but standards, definition, right? By definition, is the level of quality or attainment. Level of quality or attainment. Something used as a measure, norm, or model in comparative evaluations. What do we mean by standards? Something set up or established by an authority as a rule for the measure of quantity, weight, extent, value, or quality is a standard. So when we talk about standards, a lot of times we are looking at, oh, they got to have this kind of job, make this kind of money, they got to be this tall, they got to have this kind of hair, they got to have this, they got to... And those are, to me, not standards. Those are preferences. Standards are, okay, they have, okay, yes, they have to have a job. Like when I was applying, back to what I was saying, 40 under 40, there were certain standards I had to meet. When did I graduate? What kind of degree did I get? What have I accomplished since then? Like I had to work a certain amount of jobs, at least three other accomplishments, blah, 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 blah. Like there were certain standards I had to meet when I did the YouTube play and I got really involved with YouTube. In order for me to get my first plaque, I had to reach the standard of 100,000 subscribers. That's that was how I did it. And so I say that to say that a lot of us are looking at like, oh, he's got to be all of this. No. Does he treat you well? Is he hardworking? Is he ambitious? Is he somebody that you are attracted to? Because I do believe attraction is important. Is he somebody that is going to treat you well? You have to think about upbringing, you guys. A lot of us don't think enough about upbringing and someone's history and their past, but it does play a role. Has someone actually taken the time to reflect and do their own work in healing from past relationships? At this point in my life, there's nobody that I'm going to meet that hasn't had a past relationship. So I've got to evaluate, okay, where is this person at mentally or relationally, right? And so I say that to say that a lot of what we're treating as preferences, a lot of what we're treating as our type because of the superficial is why we're staying in broken situations over and over again. I know. Friends of mine that have been in relationships and they keep getting with unavailable men, emotionally unavailable men or unavailable to them for whatever reason, whether they got other things going on, whether they tied up in other relationships, whatever that may be, these are unavailable men. But because they have a status or because they look a certain way or because they're like they embody on the outside what this person desires, they keep going with that. However, that's keeping you in a broken cycle. So when do you say, okay, let me revamp my standards. Maybe I need to start forgetting my type and what I really, really think I'm most attracted to. When do I start saying, okay, but he an attractive dude. He may not be 6 feet, but he an attractive guy. He may not be this, that, and the third, but he's ambitious. He's hardworking. He's innovative. He's somebody that's going to be an asset to me because of how he thinks, and he thinks differently than I do, and he can bring something different to my world that I don't already have. When do we stop trying so hard to make something fit that we compromise things that we desire in order to accommodate our type or our preference, where we will be treated as X, Y, and the Z, we'll be treated less than and rationalize that in our minds and continue to stay day in the same type of dude. Oh, well, yeah, he don't call me every day. Oh, well, yeah, he not really trying to be in a relationship. Oh, well, yeah, he not really, you know, he don't really care about the fact that I have a child. He don't want nothing to do with me, a woman having a child or a woman having a baby or whatever that may be, whatever that may be. You just giving them excuses and passes because you look at that as, okay, well, that's my type. That's what I ideally want to be with. So I'm willing to compromise how I'm being treated in this particular relationship in order to accommodate what I visually, superficially on the outside see as a good fit for me. No, we have to start looking at the internal. We have to start looking at, listen, y'all, I'm going to be transparent here with you guys. I am a person that values a man who is a man of his word. If you say something going to happen, I want to bet my bottom dollar that that man's going to show up. And there's a lot of men that I've encountered that may struggle with that for whatever reason. Okay, well, that's it. All right. Because that's a part of me that no matter how attracted I am to you, I value a man that I could trust his word. I can trust that if he say he gonna show up, he gonna show up. That means something to me. So I can't now say, oh, because you fine, or oh, because you got this, I'm going to accommodate you, even though this is a part of who I am. It's part of my makeup. I like consistency. I like trusting somebody's word. But that's what we do. That's what we do. You see a woman and she'll be like, for the guy that may not be her type, might be like, oh, well, you need to take me to the five-star restaurant. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. All these rules, all these parameters that this man has to meet. But if it's her type, oh, he ain't got to do a thing. He can take me to McDonald's, baby, and I'm okay. The problem is that we make allowances for our type or for our preference. When in actuality, we have to get deeper. We have to get deeper. We have to start understanding ourselves more. What is it about being with that type of person? What is it about that? What does that do for you? Do you attach your worth to that particular individual? Do you say, oh, I want a man with this kind of status because once I attach myself to his status, my status goes up. So you may feel that maybe internally that's going to be the thing that validates you. That's going to be the variable that's going to set you over the edge or over the top. Not understanding or maybe becoming comfortable within yourself that you already good enough. That God knew you before you even took a breath or stepped out onto this planet. And he created you divinely to do whatever you are created to do. And that's good enough. Not tying your worth to anyone, but the most secure foundation that we have, which I believe is my spirituality, my creator, the relationship I have with my God. Because he doesn't change, people change. Situations change, circumstances change, but he doesn't change. How he feels about me doesn't change. And y'all, I really want to emphasize to you guys that are out here, that are dating, that are in relationships, even people that may be in marriages and trying to figure that aspect of things out. One thing I got to say is that, you know, there's a lot of people that want connections. A lot of people. But a lot of people aren't ready to receive a connection. And sometimes if you are somebody that is always dating emotionally unavailable people, you have to then take some time to yourself to say, there's got to be a part of me that resonates with emotional unavailability. There must be a part of me that's not emotionally available if I'm always going after emotionally unavailable people. A part of that resonates. So I think that that's where we have to start reflecting, start taking some accountability, taking an honest look at ourselves, not the version of ourselves that we want to be, not, oh, I'm bad, I'm this, I'm that, I deserve a this type of guy because of blah, blah, blah. No, be honest with yourself. Is that realistic for you? And that's not me shooting down dreams. That's not me trying to be negative. That's not me talking out of a negative place. That's me just be out of love saying, listen, maybe the one thing that you are looking for or the things that you are looking for, it may not be wrapped up in that package. What in life ever is? What in life ever is wrapped in the package we thought it was going to be in? So I think that if we just take an honest look at ourselves, an honest look at our situation, and really say, okay. And maybe sit down with a friend that you know is going to be honest with you. Not a friend that is going to hate on you because of whatever, or a friend that's going to over love on you because of whatever. We want honest people in our corner that can be like, that's a little unrealistic, Sam. That you might be shooting for things that you don't need. You need this, you need that. Okay. I that's why I want to encourage everybody, male or female, that's listening to me. A lot of us are overlooking quality people because of our preference and our type or our type. And that's not to say that your type or your preference is wrong. It just may not be right for you. I think the biggest thing that I've learned about my spiritual walk is that God never works according to my timeline. It never exactly looks the way I thought it would. But it's better than I could have ever imagined. And if I limited myself to what I think is best for me, I would have missed out on a lot. Maybe it's just about you trusting that whatever God sends you, surrendering your list, surrendering your preferences, surrendering your type, saying, okay, God, whatever it is, you know better than I do what's best for me. Maybe I'm so caught up in believing that this type of guy is what's best for me or this type of woman's what's best for me. When a part of this is surrendering to the fact that no, my creator knows what's best. My creator knows what's best. Thank you guys for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, More Than Just Pretty Podcast. It has been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and your insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with you being true to yourself. I love y'all. Bye-bye.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.